and Kate on a Thursday afternoon with a story from one of our local communities. So therefore, it's I Love This Town time. Yes, Thursday's about now when you get me a story about, well, one of those things that only happens to people who live in small towns. This is when we have it on the air. And today our storyteller is Bud from Laytonville. This is a return to I Love This Town for Bud. We've had a couple of stories from him in the past for I Love This Town, and his stories are always right on the money. Here we go. Bud writes, my wife works or volunteers for Healthy Start Harwood Park Association. Now, these groups do everything from parenting classes and after-school programs to overseeing our local park, baseball field, skate park. Recently, the people that ran our local food bank moved away, and HSHPA, that's Healthy Start Harwood Park Association, HSHPA decided to take over running it. Heading up the food bank fell to my wife. The food bank had been run out of the local Grange building, but the decision was made to move it, the food, to Harwood Park for convenience. She told Bud, save Friday to help move the food bank. She said, we have a few volunteers to help too. Starts at 10, should only take a couple of hours, she said. Bud writes, we arrived a little before 10, and I started dollying cases of canned food out to my truck. Parenthetically noting, the truck is the other reason she needed me. Looking at the piles of cases in the two rooms, I figured it would take us a lot more than 2 hours. I'd loaded about 24 cases when help started showing up close to 10. All of a sudden, my truck was full, the SUV that arrived was full, the trailer that arrived was full, and the remains went into the Healthy Start van. There was enough food to stock a small mom-and-pop market, and it was all loaded by 18 minutes after 10. Our small caravan trekked from the Grange to Harwood Hall and began unloading as efficiently as they had loaded. At one point, I counted our crew. There were 12 of us, ranging in age from early 20s to mid-70s. Some I knew, some I recognized, and some were strangers. My wife had planned to leave the sorting of things until another day, but with so much help and no one in a hurry to leave, everything got sorted and shelved, too. Everyone was also treated to one of Beth's home-cooked lunches, and everyone was fed and gone by 11:30. Thanks, volunteers. What a group. What a day. I love this town. Thank you, Bud. Yeah, me too. I love this town.